Hey, Carl, you've been driving for a number of years.
Yes, a number of years.
Have you ever had road rage yourself?
No.
No, really.
I've been angry, but not rage.
Okay.
Not rage to
me. Me too. I've been very angry.
Angry, but no, okay. I don't move to do something silly.
You know, it's often frightening. It's sometimes deadly. I mean, tempers flare. It leads to that what we call road rage, and it's a problem. Literally,
yes.
A problem on American highways, you know, leading to accidents, assaults, and sometimes even more serious to murder. There's a gentleman who is a wellness expert and explains why we all just need to take a deep breath when it comes to dealing with road rage. His name is Scott Murawski, and I thank you very much, Mr. Murawski, for being a guest on Smith Sabatino. And how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Thank you for asking.
You are welcome. What are some of the circumstances that have us primed for road rage even before we get into the car?
Well, let's just start, first of all, with nutrition. Are we hungry? Are we low blood sugar? Does it make us more reactive if we're tired, if we've had an argument? These are certain things that I work with Wellativity in my method to be aware of. And our mainstay with Wellativity is breathing conditioning. And that's our first line of defense when we're in that road rage situation. We may not be causing it. We may not be the victim, but we may even just see it and it affects us. So the first thing I recommend is being conditioned to breathe. Step back and ask ourselves some key questions like, is it worth a life at worst?
Yeah. I want to add to what you just said by saying that telling our audience that you are an author of the books The Daily Breath, Transform Your Life One Breath at a Time, and Wellativity, All Empowering Wellness Through Communication. And You have 12 principles to target that crossover. What are some of those?
Well, we call them crossover afflictions. And the 12 principles were derived from the traditional 12 steps in recovery programs. However, I thought that it was more palatable and understandable to everyday people to use some of the best things that came from helping bona fide addicts, alcoholics, for things like procrastination, laziness, lethargy, overindulgence in exercise, underindulgence, eating problems. So you may not be an addict, but let's say you have an anger problem behind the wheel, and we can apply those 12 principles. And after you use the 12 principles and learn them, you don't have to remember them. However, it's a template to work with yourself and your support network. And in the second half of the book is the Daily Breath 90-90 day program, where you have one page a day to condition yourself to keep coming back to your breathing. And the Daily Breath book is a daily reader where you can read one page a day and get into the context of applying everyday situations, especially in this context we're talking about driving. And we have on the tracks at the website one specific one about an audio track on road rage. My favorite one is Reality Check, where if you're upset, you've had an argument, you're just not feeling right, listen to it, and you come back to yourself in a very natural, easy way.
What do you do about the other guy, though? I mean, the other driver who's in a rage, and you're nice and calm until he cuts you off, and then you give a gesture, he gives a gesture, and you slam on the brakes, and, you know, it just escalates.
Well, here's one of my favorite I love analogies, aphorisms, metaphors. Don't react, won't attack. You know, in the animal kingdom, you show fear, they attack. You don't show fear, It's no, you don't give the home base of it. You don't give the target. If you don't give a target, you don't get hit. And that's really the mental comfort. The only thing you have to control is your actions and your thoughts. All right? Is it worth it to present a gesture or make an aggressive move towards this person? And coming back to the breathing, take a breath. Is it worth it? My family, my friends, my privilege of driving. And it's especially with kids in the car or teens, when a, you know, when a parent is with their kids and they demonstrate the role. How do I want my kids to drive if they're learning to drive? You know, what do I want them to get? And they'll learn. They learn from the parents' actions. I really focus on a lot of the teen conditioning and driving as well.
Oh, Mr. Morosky, Carl Sabatino here. The question I have is, and you just mentioned it, and I've had that experience. I was with my little one driving in an SUV, and actually a young lady was determined to rile me up on the highway by slowing down to 40 miles an hour on I-95 right in front of me. And I had my little one back there, and I left it alone. I wasn't a happy camper, believe me. But you know, the relativity check that you noticed, that you noted earlier, I think a lot of people have to understand that, notwithstanding the 12 steps, which are excellent. How is that related to today's environment in your estimation? We have about 3 minutes left here. Very quickly, how about your estimation of the relativity check, and how do we get people to do that more often?
Well, I say relativity with the W.
I'm at relativity because it's real, but let's go with the relativity, you want to put it.
No accident. We named it relativity.
Okay.
It is relative to how we communicate with our bodies, our minds, and our breathing. Okay, so I wrote down, you know, texting at the light, the green light. What triggers these people to react at us? If you don't get going, we're just such an anger, aggressive-based society now. Everything seems to piss people off. Too slow, you don't use your blinker, they see you texting at a green light, you don't get going. So being aware how we affect other people is key. Also, when we look at some of the best teachings of what it is when we're attacked, let's look at martial arts. The first thing you learn in martial arts is to step back and turn to the side. And you present less of a target, and someone attacking you doesn't have the momentum to hit you the same way. Mentally, physically, it's the same thing behind the wheel. You don't give them a target, it's not worth it. And as quickly as you can think of what's important to you, is your child? Is it your child? Is it your loved one? Is it your friends? Anything that we can fill in our mind in that split second to get that precious moment of pause. It can save a life.
And that I believe is, and you hit on the salient point here, moment of pause.
Yeah.
A time to reflect, and it's only a moment. It's only a moment. You may say, take a breath, whatever it may be, but a moment to step back and think about what's going. Thinking, I believe, is the key.
Rama. Absolutely. In that moment, that takes practice, Carl.
Yes, it does.
It's like so simple. However, the books, the recordings at the site we have, it's all based on conditioning, breathing conditioning, awareness of what's going on. Am I holding the wheel too tight? Am I speeding? You know, do I have anger in my heart right now when I get behind a potentially lethal weapon? This is not just walking on the sidewalk. You know, the car is such a transformative tool. It is a gift that it's an honor and a privilege to be able to drive. Why does it always have to be upsetting? You know, when we do have control of our thoughts, and the more we practice with breathing and body awareness and communication, the better we're off, and it's just safer and more enjoyable.
Well, Scott Morosky, I know just by listening to you that I have a lot of practice that I have to do. And my friends and my family would certainly tell you that, yes, you have a lot more than practice.
Let's get that anyway, website.
But I thank you very much for being with us on Smith Sabatino, and hopefully we can all take your good counsel to heart.
Thank you both. It was an honor and a privilege.
Come back and see us again. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Certainly. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Well, Carl.
Well, Roland.
Well, I know. I that's good advice for me. That's good advice for me.
You're learning, Roland.
I am.
You're learning. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. I've got to get out on the right button for poor Kevin here. 11 seconds and 10. I'm not going to cheat.
No, you're not. Yes,
this
you
is
do.
America Weekend with, yes. with Smith Sabatino and the Envision Radio Network. We're back.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star came to the majors with big-time credentials. He was the 2000 AL Rookie of the Year and helped lead the Mariners to two league championship series where his magic wore off.
Into the gap. That's a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Ball game.
So where is Kaz Sasaki now? Kaz abruptly left the Mariners after the 2003 season and pitched one more season in 2005 for the Yokohama Bay Stars. His affair with a Japanese actress led to a split with his pop star wife. He's been a judge on the original Iron Chef and had a pop hit in Japan called Breaking New Ground. And the Grammy goes to... just kidding. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute and the true use of motorcycle shop implements. Vice grips, commonly used in the quest to round off bolt heads. They're also good for transferring excruciating welding heat to the holder's hand. Ouch, know your motorcycle tools. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Unintended use of motorcycle shop tools like the hammer, former weapon of war, used by the shop mechanic to differentiate expensive chrome parts from the rusty bolt he or she is trying to hit. Then there's the drill press. 3-foot-tall machine mounted to a lowering device. Catches and flings the rear wheel motorcycle pulley into your chest. The operator reacts by spilling beer all over the Scarlett Johansson poster. Know your motorcycle tools. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.